Pardon me, this is the operator. We now have Chris on the line.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm going all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
That's good to hear.
You're a long way away.
Sorry?
Sound like you're a long way away.
Oh.
But that's all right.
Is that better? Are you hearing me okay now?
Yeah, that's better.
Is that a bit better? Yep. And I'll get you up a little bit as well. How's life on the farm?
Yeah, not too bad.
Feels like we live on a farm.
What's that?
I said it feels like we live on a farm.
It does feel like we live on a farm. Who am I talking to?
It's PT. You know, your MC, seller of Chris Cheney shirts and tea towels.
I didn't see the list of who I was talking to, and I thought, you really sound like PT, but I didn't know. I'm going all right. I'm really happy to be doing these interviews, so we're talking about, you know, getting back on the farm.
Absolutely. Getting back on the bloody bike and riding again.
I know.
Yeah, all right.
Unbelievable.
Let's do some rock and roll talk, shall we? Alrighty, here we go. It's the big show here at 3BA with PT. Good morning to you, and great to have back on the show. It wasn't that long ago we were talking to him. Seems like only yesterday. The man who fronts a great band called The Living End, Chris Cheney. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. It's like talking to an old friend. It's talking to an old friend.
Well, yes, when we get together, it's a bit like that because we've got a little bit in common. And I must say, Chris, that just a couple of weeks ago, I got out my gold Elvis Presley collection and dusted it off and gave it a crack on the turntable.
Beautiful. Beautiful. How did he sound?
He sounded like he's still alive, to be quite honest.
Magic.
Mate, we're here to talk Red Hot Summer Tour. It's been way, way too long. When was the last time you were on stage?
Was it April, I think?
I reckon it might have been April.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a few shows in. We got a few shows in.
So that was the solo record shows. And with The Living End before that, I don't know, maybe January or something, perhaps. It's been the longest spell between shows ever. So, what can you say?
And so darn difficult, for everyone, especially those in the music industry. And I don't want to get too political with you, Chris, but gee, there hasn't been a lot of help from those in the governmental departments, if I can put it that way, towards those in the music industry. Not just musos, but we're talking roadies and sound guys and girls and everything that goes along with putting on a show.
That's right. Yeah, look, it's quite disappointing in a way because I think we thought that we'd be back into it by now, but you know, even knowing that the arts would be the last thing to probably open up again, but I think one thing about it that's disappointing is that there was a really great window of opportunity there to close the international borders and for us to sort of be able to play shows and for people to go out and really support the local scenes, and I don't think that's going to happen now because by the time we all get vaccinated and it all opens up, you know, I feel like all the internationals are going to start flying back in again.
Yeah.
So, you're
totally right.
You know, it is what it is. I've tried to keep positive during this whole thing and find different outlets and just play the waiting game, I guess.
Yeah, and that's all you can do. Look for the positives, isn't it? It's what I do each and every day. And you and I have spoken on a couple of occasions just to make sure that we're going okay. And how are you doing at the moment? How's your family?
Yeah, everyone's great. Yeah. I mean, you know, being in Melbourne has been it's quite strange, really, now that we've hit the record of the longest lockdown in the world, of all the places to have moved to, for having fled Los Angeles for fear of being locked down and, you know, life-changing. But
didn't that come back to bite you?
It did. But it's been okay. It really has forced me to do other things. You know, I bought a motorcycle and, you know, been within my 5K limit, but been doing a lot of painting and songwriting, and just you just find other things to do, and it's it's actually forced me to be creative in different ways.
That was going to be one of my questions, because you have been creative in different ways, especially with your acrylic on canvas projects. I've been following those on your Facebook page. Getting a little bit dark there, Chris Cheney.
Well, you know, it's just perhaps I'm documenting my, I'm influenced by my surroundings. I don't know. Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing at this point. I just like to throw different sort of different ideas at the canvas and experimenting with different sort of mediums and, you know, everything from collages to kind of more simplicity. I kind of like it all. It's a bit like music, you know. I haven't really decided what my favourite kind of artistic style is, so I'm sort of dabbling in all of it, which has been good, you know, and then hopefully you sort of blend them all together and find your own style.
So where your art's concerned, the big question begs, because I want one, are you going to put them up for sale?
Yeah, I'd like to, yeah. I mean, I sort of, with all this, the lockdown and everything, I just figure that, you know, it'd be great to do an exhibition or to have a little show or something where, you know, you can sort of put them on display and then sort of figure out what to do. But because we've unable to do anything, I've just been sort of holding off on, you know, selling any or not knowing really what to do with it. But I think ideally, you know, come the new year, I'll try and do a little exhibition or a show or something and have them all displayed. And, you know, if people want to buy them, well, we can talk.
Well, I'll buy a ticket to come to the show, and then I'll buy a piece, because I reckon they're fantastic, mate. You're not only doing well on the musical stage, you're doing well on the artistic canvas stage as well. And just kudos to you. It's fantastic to see you doing that sort of thing. Last time we were on stage together, you were doing your solo thing. When is the album coming out? I'm missing hearing California and The River and Fresh Off the Pill and all those great songs that you've written for your solo project.
Yeah, well, I'm working on the artwork as we speak. I have a meeting today. I can't give you an exact date, but I can tell you that it's all finished and it's being mastered and the artwork's being prepped now and basically just gearing up for a release. And the same thing again, I just haven't bothered putting it out because I haven't been able to promote it.
Yeah.
And do the rounds and all that sort of stuff. But it's pretty much ready to go. So it's been a long time in the process, as you know. But yeah, we're getting there.
Now, speaking of The Living End, which we haven't done too much of during this chat so far, but let's go there, because The Living End will be part of the Unfinished Business Red Hot Summer Tour in 2022, coming back to Ballarat to the North Gardens on the 19th of March. How are Scott and Andy? Are they pumped to get back out and do it again?
They are. We just don't. The thing about all of this is you don't know yourself. You lose a certain sort of part of your identity, I think, when it's all that you've really known for 25 years is getting on stage and traveling and living out of a suitcase and all that. When it disappears, I've definitely had a few moments where I've sort of started to question, you know, who I am, and they're very much in that same boat. You know, at least I've been doing some shows and doing a few things, but they haven't done anything for a long time. So, I think there's been a few kind of, you know, down, dark sort of moments, but they're holding up okay for the most part, and just they just want to get back. I mean, that was one of the best bunches of people was on that, the 2020 Red Hot Summer, and we were only, you know, sort of halfway through. So we're really looking forward to picking up where we left off.
Yeah, well, I remember, Chris, driving into the Kiama Showgrounds. And basically, I wound down my window and Dwayno came over and he said, mate, drive back to the airport. We're done.
Yeah, I know. It seems so strange. And it just seemed like it was going to be a small hiccup in the road for a while there. But here we are all this time later. Anyway, we we are finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we are. And it looks like 2022 will be the year of rock and roll, Chris Cheney. And I must say congrats because you wrote a couple of songs for Vicar and Linda's latest album, The Weight, which recently debuted at number 2 on the ARIA chart.
I know. Super cool. Yeah, well, that's one of the other things that's been great about this. About this time is being able to write songs for people, and I finished a record with Jimmy Barnes, and Jules Holland plays piano on it, and Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats. We've done a record together, and that's all finished and done and in the can, so ready to look at releasing that at some point. Which I wrote a couple of songs for that as well. So it's good to do other things like that and sort of step outside your own. You know, instead of just writing for the living end, I like writing for other people. And the Vicar and Linda song, turned out great. And just it's just a huge honour to hear those voices, you know, singing your song.
Yeah. It's nice to stand back for the forest and see the trees, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. No, I feel very blessed that they liked the song and that they chose to record it. And, the whole record's great. So, chuffed.
Just quickly, I forgot to ask you before when we were talking about your solo project. We were having some fun on tour while it lasted, coming up with different names for the band. Have you got an actual name for your solo project band yet?
The Pandemics. No, I don't. But I must do that before the next bunch of shows, right?
Yeah.
I owe it to those guys.
Chris Cheney and the Dirty Dishes was one of them.
Yeah. Given I think we can come up with something better than that. But, well, nothing wrong with that.
No, well, it was a bit of fun because we were trying to flog your tea towels on stage during that part of the tour. So, and we did very well.
Yeah, I know. You did very well.
You were up there making music and I was making money for you.
We're quite a team, we are.
Chris Cheney,
we will always get by in this world.
Yeah, we will. Chris Cheney, great to chat, as always, my friend. Please take care. Say hi to your wonderful, wonderful family and the lads in both of your bands. And we'll see you on tour next year.
Yep. Thanks, PT.